This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We have been talking about how sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ can be as simple as walking across the room to visit with someone. Today, Pastor Kramer is going to help us learn how to more easily share our own faith story. Please stay with us.
So, what's your story with Jesus? As we conclude our Just Walk Across the Room sermon series this Sunday, we're going to take a look at how to tell your faith story to someone else. Stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we gather this day to praise you for who you are and to give you thanks for all that you've done for us. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and salvation. Amen. Our reading for today is from Mark chapter 5. Jesus and the disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any more, even with a chain, for he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart and the shackles he broke in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, don't torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there on the hillside a great herd of swine was feeding, and the unclean spirits begged Jesus, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The swineherders ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and saw this demoniac sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion, and they were afraid. Those who had seen what had happened to the demoniac and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by the demons begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." And the man went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. Dear friends, as fascinated as I may be with the first part of this Jesus and the demoniac story, which shows Christ's power to overcome evil and change a life, it's the ending of this story that I want to focus on with you today. Because there is a great teaching for the Christian follower to think about and apply in your life. The man who was rescued by Jesus in this story from his captivity and his misery, his helplessness and hopelessness, he wanted to go with Jesus on his mission trip. He begged him to let him come along. But Jesus wouldn't let him. Why is that, do you suppose? Some would suggest that he would have been a distraction and actually an impediment to Christ's mission, since he was a non-Jewish person and they would be spending most of their time in Jewish territory. I think, though, that the text gives us a clue why Jesus said no. Listen to these words again. Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you. Jesus needed that individual to stay right where he was, at home, among those who knew him for what he was, and now could see what he had become in Christ. Max Lucado writes in one of his books, "There it is, the commissioning of the first missionary. 1 minute insane, the next in Christ. No training, no teaching. All he knew was that Jesus could scare the hell out of hell, and apparently that was enough. And so the man went, as Jesus told him, to his home and proclaimed how much Jesus had done for him." And I love the way the story ends. "And everyone was amazed." Did you catch all that? "Lord, I want to go with you." "No, you stay home and tell your story of what I did for you to your friends." And he told it, and everyone in that non-Jewish area was amazed by this man's story. They began to think maybe there's something to this Jesus. The man made an impact for the cause of Jesus Christ by staying home and telling his story. So what do we learn from this? Well, someone might say, well, you don't have to go off to a foreign land to tell the gospel and have an impact for Jesus. And that's true. Though I do give thanks to God for those who are out in the mission field in faraway lands doing their work for the sake of the gospel. But we can do it right here too. But even more importantly than that, Jesus wants you to tell your story of what he's done in your life. You may not think it matters that much, but this story can be used by God to positively impact someone else's life for eternity. You know, we've been talking these last few weeks about how sometimes it's just a simple walk across the room in Christ's name that can have a powerful eternal significance in someone else's life. Last week, we looked at the importance of knowing how to tell God's story, to talk to people about Jesus and the cross, and how his dying upon the cross and rising again becomes the bridge that gaps the great chasm between God and his humanity. And how, as we trust in Christ, we're reconciled to God. Well, of course, we need to know how to tell that story. We spent some time also talking about how important it is to develop friendships with people and become people-focused and discover their stories as we build these friendships. What I've discovered is that after you've listened to someone else's story, typically, it will happen eventually that they will ask you about yours. And it is important that you be ready to tell your story of what Jesus has done for you. Peter picked up on that. So we see in 1 Peter chapter 3, him telling these early Christians, "Always be prepared to give an accounting of the hope that is within you." You may not believe, see, that your story is important, but God does. It's unique. It's so unique that God spent a lifetime training you to be the best person to tell it. You're an expert on yourself. Sharing what you have seen and heard and experienced in your life has a remarkable power with other people as you point them to Jesus. So you might be wondering, how do I do something like that? Put my story together so I can share it effectively and comfortably and confidently with someone else. That's what I'm going to help you with today. Number one, first, it is important that you write it out. Write it out. Writing your story will help you organize your thoughts and give you a coherent storyline that someone will be able to stay with and follow with you. Number two, keep it brief. It should be 100 words or less. They can always ask you questions after you've shared your 100 words or less. And then you can give more details. But keep it brief. And also, number three, keep it simple, easy to understand, with one clear theme or plot line. Your plot line might be before Christ and after Christ. What you were before you met Jesus, and then when you met him, what life has been since. For instance, here's a guy in my Bible study group, George. He was raised in an unchurched home. He said, I had no belief in God. I went into the military as a young man. I realized somewhere along the way that something was missing. I had a conversation with a military chaplain who pointed me to a God who loved me in Jesus Christ, and that trusting in him makes a difference. And I have been walking with Christ since. He's made the difference. Or listen to Bob. I was nothing more than a bored, rich guy. Then I met Christ. He's moved me from success to significance. In my relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm finally discovering purpose for my life. Here's a person in my congregation who sent this to me. I've had my congregation doing this, you see. Before I met Christ, this person writes, I was plagued with loneliness. I grew up in a broken and dysfunctional family. My days were spent alone, my nights isolated, but then I met Christ. And he actually adopted me into his family. And now I know what it means to be wanted, cared for, and to be loved. Do you catch the pattern? Before Christ, then meeting Christ, and the difference Christ has made since. Some of you, though, say, well, that's not my story. I've been what you might call a lifer in the faith. I've always had Christ in my life. I knew him as a child and have continued to walk with him. Do I have a story, really, to tell? Of course you do. You can tell of a time in your life when you were particularly glad you had Jesus Christ in your life. Maybe it was during an illness or a family crisis, a time of loss or a financial crisis, or Jesus got you through it. In some amazing way, Jesus walked you through it. A lot of us have stories like that. David in my Bible study group tells of how he always walked with Jesus in his life. But he also went on to say, but life is not without its bumps along the way. But thank God I have Jesus. He tells a story of how recently cancer showed up inside of him. And he tells us, I don't know where I would have been without Jesus Christ to turn to in all of this time of crisis. Or there's Irv, another dear friend in my Bible study group. He's always been a believer. He said, recently, when my wife passed away, it was hard. Boy, I was so glad I had Christ in my life. He has ministered to me throughout this difficult time of loss through my church family who have been there for me. Now, some people have a prodigal son or daughter story to tell. You were raised in the faith. You got kind of lost, messed up along the way, and came home. and you're glad you did. I have a story like that. My personal story was I had a pretty shallow faith when I left home to go off to college. I was very distracted by all the fun things this world offered, and so I left Jesus behind. I got pretty messed up, and I got very, very empty inside. But then I came back to Christ because someone helped me that way. And Jesus has kept me on track when it comes to living my life. He knows what makes my life work best. And I'm so glad to be home with Him. So those are stories. Personal stories. Faith stories. You could write one of those. By the way, keep it intelligible. That's my next one. As you're writing it, keep it intelligible. No religionese or Christian cliches or real deep religious language. Use everyday talk that people can actually understand. Make it clear. Help them out that way. And then finally, keep your story humble. Don't reflect some sort of superiority and talk down like I've got it together and you don't. Remember, you are just one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. The hero of your story is not you. It's Jesus. Keep it humble. And after you've written this story out, outline it. Practice telling it on someone. Or if you don't have someone, tell it to a mirror. But get comfortable talking about it out loud. You want to get good at hitting the high points and keeping it brief and understandable. You can do this. And that's my last point. All of this might sound a little overwhelming and make you anxious. You may be a person that's never considered doing something like this before. But you can do this. And let me tell you why. Remember when Jesus, in his last session with disciples, said, "Now go and make disciples. Go tell people about me." He sent them into the world with this promise, his last words, "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." As you're telling your story, as you're telling his story, as you're ministering to people and listening to their stories, he says, "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." There's never just a twosome when this is happening between you and another individual. It's a threesome. Jesus is there. As you walk across the room in Christ's name to learn someone's story and share a bit of your own story, and maybe even eventually get to the point where you can tell his story, be of good courage and confidence as you take that walk. Jesus really is with you when you walk across the room towards someone in his name. I want you to believe this. Christ can use you to have an eternal impact on someone else's life. It might just be a matter of walking across a room. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for stepping into our lives. As we sit down to write out our faith stories today, we ask that you would guide us by your Holy Spirit in that writing, and then give us the courage to share our story with others around us, that all might know that Jesus is the one who everyone needs. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray you have enjoyed our Walk Across the Room series and are more confident in sharing your faith story with others. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. Memorials and honorarium gifts are a meaningful way to remember a loved one. We are thankful for each of our listeners who remember Christian Crusaders with their prayers and gifts. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the Internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusader sermons can be found in our sermon library as well. Check us out on the web at ChristianCrusaders.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and pray you will continue to join us each week on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.